answer. The Killers and Human on BBC Radio Kent. Janice Ntima is studying the History and Philosophy of Art MA at the University of Kent's Paris Centre. She's already a well-established international artist in her field, and her work can be seen in the collections of several museums, including the Museum of Modern Art in New York. She creates tranquil pieces through encaustic painting, also known as hot wax painting, which involves using heated beeswax to which coloured pigments are then added. With an exhibition currently running at London's Cadogan Contemporary, I asked Janice, who was in Brussels, what it's like getting so much attention.
I think that the goal is always to get interest, and my most recent show, I've really been pleased to have such a great response. Having shows in different countries is always difficult because there's shipping involved, I'm not able to get to the space that frequently, but it's just something that with my moving over the years, frequently, I've just gotten used to and adapted to.
Your style, your way of working, it's an ancient technique. Can you take us through it?
Yes. Wax encaustic was actually the first known painting technique. The wax mixed with resin was a way to basically adhere pigment. So after prehistoric cave drawings, people realized they could adhere the paint and make basically paintings. It was used up through the invention of oil when it fell out of usage because it was time-consuming and labor-intensive. And it wasn't until the invention of electricity that actually it was a resurgence in the technique. It wasn't that well known, but little by little, more people become aware of it.
And your latest exhibition kind of blurs the boundary, doesn't it, between painting and photography?
It does, because I've done a lot of mixed media in the past. I loved wax encaustic because of its historic relevance, but I was very interested in also the environment. With this latest exhibition, I've incorporated photography. Something I was always doing, but I never considered it part of my art because I had basically categorized myself as a painter. So these are basically hybrids. They're not really photographs anymore. I've used a lot of digital manipulation to change the image into basically paint the painting that I want to produce. But it is incorporating photography in that it's archivally produced on canvas and then mounted on the panel, and then that's always how I work with the wax, because it always needs to stay on a rigid support.
So when you have an exhibition entitled A Sense of Place, Landscape and Identity, it seems to me that, yes, you've got that physical identity, but you've also got this identity that you're creating, whether it be an environmental one, making sure that you feel that you are doing work that is respectful of the environment, bit of a double edge to it.
Well, I think my moving has changed how I see environment. Even though I started out as an abstract painter, I was always incorporating materials that I found in my environment. So my work has always had an environmental context, but I feel very strongly, I think many of us do, about the problems that the environment is being faced with. And I've been happy to basically use my artwork as a platform to bring more awareness into situations with the environment. Obviously, over the 20 years I've been working with beeswax, I've noticed changes in how accessible it is for me to get it, the cost of it. I mean, these things are commonly in the news now.
Do you think then that artists have a responsibility that goes beyond the showcase of artistic work, that you actually have to think about what that means, and particularly when you think of, as you started our conversation, the transportation of art?
Many artists do keep a political message in their work, but I've never wanted my work to I've always wanted my work to maintain the aesthetic aspect primarily, and then if I can marry that with a message that is important to me, I found that to be a something that I've desired to do.
You've worked within this field, as you say, for over two decades. You know, your work is seen in galleries all over the world, from the Museum of Modern Art in New York to the Gutenberg Museum in Germany, the National Museum for Women in Arts in Washington, D.C., and this ongoing exhibition at the Cadogan Contemporary in Brompton Road in London until the 15th of February. At the same time, you are studying history and philosophy of an art MA at the University of Kent's Paris Centre. Why was that important to you to do that and to have that as part of your life, which must already be an incredibly busy one?
Yeah, it's been a very busy semester. I mean, having a studio practice is very solitary. It's many hours alone, and the physical manufacture of the work, I have missed studying. I have missed being with other people who are interested in ideas. So it was always something I wanted to do to get my master's. And at this point, I've had occasions where people are surprised that I don't have a higher degree of education. Unfortunately, with moving and with language countries with different languages, I wasn't able to find the time and the ability to have a degree. When I saw that I could do the degree part-time in English in Paris, I was anxious to have the opportunity. And it's really been great because I can work, and then I have days where it's just reading, studying. It's really a wonderful combination of both worlds.
That's a really interesting point, talking about that solitary experience sometimes as an artist, that, you know, it's quite a wonderful thing, really, when you boil it down. The one case you are creating and you're on your own, and then this audience gets to see it in a gallery, and we forget about sometimes the artists themselves, that once the work is up there, unless they're wandering around that gallery watching people's take of the art, which not many artists really want to do, it is a kind of a lonely experience.
It's a different world, really. I enjoy the solitary aspect, and it's almost like I have to change computer chips to deal with the promotions. But it's also wonderful to hear people's feedback and... Yeah, I'm always amazed when people are have wonderful response to my work. It's such a gift.
And what's next for you after this work? What else are you working on?
Well, I'm happy to be in my degree program, so I have something just to carry me through for the moment. In the spring, I am giving a lecture in Massachusetts on the environment and the bees and changes facing encaustic artists. Strangely, so many art materials are basically petroleum-based, and there is other hot wax techniques that are from petroleum-based waxes, but I prefer to stay just in environmentally sustainable materials, but that's what I'll be doing a PowerPoint presentation on.
It's great talking to you. Thank you so much for being with us on The Dominic King Show on BBC Radio Kent.
Thank you so much, Dominic. It was lovely talking with you today.
The exhibition entitled A Sense of Place, Landscape and Identity is on until Friday the 15th of February at the Cadogan Contemporary, 87 Old Brompton Street in London. My new release comes from Ward Thomas. This is No Filter.